Welcome to Happy Being Well podcast, where we talk all things self-love, self-care, all to achieve inner peace, more clarity. And what better way to achieve that through meditation? In today's topic, we're going to be talking about how to prepare to meditate. We're going to dive deep into this because this is where a lot of people get stuck when they're first embarking in their meditation journey. So before we dive deep in how to prepare to meditate, we're listening to a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by HappyBeingWell.com. HappyBeingWell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high fashion, high comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to HappyBeingWell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
Welcome back. So we're diving deep today on how to prepare to meditate. Really important topic. Everybody should be meditating to deal with, to release stress, to increase your intuition, to gain more mental clarity, to improve the quality of your sleep, to achieve more inner peace, right? So this, and to also increase self-love, because you can do self-love meditations. You can also do compassion for other meditations. So let's go into this. So in an ideal world, we would each have a special place for meditation, a quiet sanctuary where as soon as we enter it, everyday stresses just melt away. And we are instantly in the mood for meditation. In reality, however, most of us do not have the luxury of such a place. We may not even be able to choose where we meditate at any given time. So creating a space for meditation. If you do not have a spare room at home that you can devote to meditation, there may be a corner or a peaceful spot in a quiet room that you can reserve for that purpose. If you keep this spot just for meditation, your brain will associate it with peaceful feelings and instantly put you in the right state of mind whenever you go there. Don't worry if that's not possible, though. You can still create the right atmosphere by adding a special chair or by keeping some tranquil sounds on hand, such as classical music. Don't meditate in bed because it is easy to fall asleep. Learning to improvise. If you do not have a quiet space in your home where you can meditate regularly, don't worry. There are many other places you can still try. All it takes is a little improvising. For example, if the weather is dry, why not go to your local park? Find a bench or sit with your back to a tree. Or sit on the grass in a quiet spot. If it is raining, there may be a gazebo or other small shelters around that you can use. Also, candles, pictures, and aromatherapy burner can add more ambience to the spot that you pick, whether it be in your home or even your backyard. The most important thing is to find a quiet spot where you will not be interrupted, even if this turns out to be a quiet nook in a city street. If the weather is bad, try your local library, a church, or even your car. To create a good atmosphere, try listening to some peaceful music through headphones before you start and after you have finished. For example, or carrying something with you, such as a flower or other inspiring object. Your clothes should be comfortable and loose. Take some extra clothing if you are going to be outside, if you feel the cold more, if you sit in the same position for any length of time. Spontaneity, being spontaneous. Although it helps to choose a suitable spot and create the right atmosphere before you meditate, there may be times when you suddenly feel like meditating wherever you are. without any preparation at all. For example, you may suddenly feel like meditating on a train or on a bus. This is fine. And as you will see later in the book, as your concentration improves, you will find that you can meditate anywhere, even in the most crowded of situations. So I hope this gave you some ideas on how to prepare to meditate and how to get started embarking in your meditation journey and developing the habits of meditating regularly. I personally, in my home, have created a meditation room where when I go in there, my brain does associate with meditation, so it's much easier to meditate, right? And the room is filled. I have a meditation pillow. I burn my incense. I have my candles. If I feel like I need to light a candle and just stare at the flame to kind of focus on my intention, whether it's a goal I want to achieve, through if I want to, if I'm doing a visualization meditation, there's just so many different intentions for our meditations and different ways we can meditate. Sometimes I don't always go in the meditation room. Sometimes I just meditate in my living room. And where there's windows around where I can start off by looking at nature and then close my eyes and go into a deep meditation. Whereas looking at nature through the window helps relax my nervous system. So the key is find what works for you. And smelling scents such as incense or essential oils helps calm your nervous system down and helps you get into a deeper meditative state. Okay, so I hope today you meditate and figure out, you know, you can do a silent meditation or you can do a guided meditation for whatever goal you want to achieve with your meditation. A lot of people meditate to manifest things into their reality because you get what you focus on. So that being said, everybody have a happy meditating day. And a message from our sponsor, happybeingwell.com, your online store for online yoga leggings, organic facial masks, natural soaps, natural deodorants, crystals, and much more self-care products at happybeingwell.com. Enroll in Happy Being Well's email newsletter program for 10% off all self-care products, including free shipping within the USA. Have a happy, happy meditative day, guys. Sending love and light.